with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump is certified as the winner of the 2024 election for President of the United States without challenge.
The House come to order.
That gavel by House Speaker Mike Johnson welcomed U.S. senators into the House chamber. Then Vice President Kamala Harris called the session to order.
Pursuant to the Constitution and laws of the United States, the Senate and House of Representatives are meeting in joint session to verify the certificates and count the votes of the electors of the several states for President and Vice President of the United States.
Correspondent George Williams reporting. Donald Trump is trying to get his sentencing in his New York criminal case later this week postponed.
Trump's lawyers say the case should be halted automatically while they ask a New York appeals court to reverse Judge Juan Merchan's decision. If sentencing proceeds as scheduled, Trump's lawyers argue he will be appealing the verdict while in office. Judge Merchan rejected Trump's bid to throw out the verdict in light of his impending return to the White House, but signaled he's not likely to sentence the Republican to any punishment for his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something Trump denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Much of the U.S. is being blasted by snow, ice, and wind as the polar vortex that dipped south over the weekend is keeping an area stretching from the Rocky Mountains to the coast of Maine in its frigid grip. Many roads are treacherous, forced school closures, and caused widespread power outages. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points, the NASDAQ rose 243, the S&P advanced 32. This is SRN News. The new Congress will be mostly Christian.
According to the Pew Research Center, 87% of the men and women who will be sworn in this month say they are followers of Christ. The vast majority are Protestants, 56% overall. Within that subset, Baptists are far and away the largest group. There are also 32 Jewish members of Congress this time around, 4 Muslims, 3 Buddhists, 4 Hindus, and 1 humanist. 24 lawmakers are religiously unaffiliated or simply won't say. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden will bear the dubious distinction of being the president who did the most to promote transgenderism while in office. Mr. Biden named multiple transgender people to influential positions across his administration. He also overturned a ban on transgenders serving in the military and made it possible for U.S. citizens who do not identify as male or female to select an X as the gender marker on their passports. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Rising technology stocks help stocks recover more than their holiday season slide that had bridged the new year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6%. It's second straight gain following 5 straight losses. The Dow lost an early gain to slip 0.1%. And the NASDAQ composite rose 1.2%. NVIDIA was the strongest force lifting the S&P 500 ahead of a speech by CEO Jensen Huang at the annual CES convention in Las Vegas after trading ends for the day. Treasury yields were relatively steady. The Dow was down 25 points to finish at 42,706. The NASDAQ gained 243 to 19,864. The S&P 500 added 33 points to 5,975. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.